a lot of emotions all in one. I honestly, it's very surreal, and I didn't know how to feel, but it definitely takes me back.
Yeah, is it bringing back memories that you might have, you know, put to the side for a long time, and now that they've sort of resurfaced and you're re-dealing with them?
Yeah, it did bring back some memories. The movie, you know, I can't wait for you guys to see it. I mean, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to say, oh, my. So there's a lot of emotions, and the director, Loreen, she did a really great job in, you know, letting the audience really feel almost every emotion that we felt during the time.
We've seen recently films are biopics or a reflection of those who may have passed. You're still very much alive. So did the actresses who take on your life, did they have a lot of questions? Were they after your insight, or did they really just take on what they got from the story and made it their own?
Yes. So because the movie is inspired by my life, it all started with Jessica Pressler. She's a writer at the New York Magazine. It all started with her and I back in 2014. We worked on an article called The Hustlers of Scores. That was published, and then that was written into a movie. So they basically based a movie based on that article, and, you know, Loreen is the screenwriter and director. Jessica's a writer of The Hustlers of Scores, and they happened to... they contributed to my memoir. It's called The Sophisticated Hustler.
Yeah. So did you stop by the set? Did you see it as it was being filmed? Did the actresses come over and ask you any further questions, or did they really try to separate from that article and not try to tap too much into your personal insight on it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So when I just said that it's inspired by, you can't be too close.
Okay.
It has to be similar but different, because there's like that gray area. We all just want this movie to empower women and inspire women and just get our story out there in a positive light that no other article or movie has ever done.
Yeah, well said. And so obviously you've seen the movie. Are you happy with the way that you've been portrayed?
Yes, I'm happy overall. I mean, you know what it is? The fan mail that I've been getting on my Instagram has been out of this world. I've been getting so many messages that make me feel good. Oh. It was, you know, coming out and telling my story, I was very vulnerable. I'm out here like, oh my God, I'm going to be criticized. I'm going to get love and hate. Which one am I going to get more of? But I've been getting more love than hate. So it feels like I made the right decision.